All right. So, well, just to start with, I was just going to try and get a sense of the groups themselves that you ran. So, how many groups did you do all together? And can you give me a bit of an idea about who came on them?
Right. Yeah. You know I did five groups of five walks. So I tried to limit it to 25 people, which I think was just about right. So
yeah,
one or two turned up who didn't book, but apart from that. Mainly locals, so we did it on the website or through the social media. But there was definitely two or three visitors as well from out of town who turned up. So.
Okay, yeah. And when you say sort of locals, was it just Hull residents or was it like Hull and East Riding?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, people from Beverley and Griffield and Hull as well. So.
Yeah. Did you get quite a good mix of age ranges and
I was impressed with that. Yeah, there were quite a few sort of younger people in the 20s, 30s. Well, obviously there were people older. I think one chap looked about, oh no, they're guessing, but looked about 80 or something like that.
Yeah,
I think a family brought their father around, you know. So
yeah,
so it was quite I'd say from about mid-20s to about 80s was the range.
And did you get any sense from any of them about why they chose to kind of do Maidenhull as part of a guided tour versus just coming and doing it themselves?
Yeah,
did they?
I think because it was all new for a start, so nobody quite knew what to expect, you know, despite what they'd read in the press and everything. So
yeah,
and I think they just wanted, some people were not familiar with the city centre where things might have been, so I think it was a bit of a shortcut in terms of trying to find the way around.
Yeah.
And they just wanted a lot of them just want a bit of extra added information about things.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, so just give them that bit extra richness,
bit,
really, to
definitely.
The context and the background behind it.
And
did you get a sense from any of them, like whether they normally kind of come to arts based things, or was some of them quite new to that sort of thing?
Yeah, some people talking to them, they are quite well versed in what's going on, but some people were, just people coming into town to see what it was all about.
Yeah.
I think the visitors had just heard about it on, I think they're staying at a Premier Inn and they just heard talk about something going on in town, and somebody must have mentioned there was a tour going to the tip-top at the beginning, you know.
That's interesting to know.
Yeah, it's quite a bit. Some people were quite, you know, the sort of people would go to lots of things, but some were quite new to everything,
Okay, and what would you say people's kind of overall impressions or reactions were to the event as a whole?
Just thanks to people and the feedback I got. Everyone's just, it was a great reaction. Everyone was so impressed. And I think to be part of it, not just to see things, but to be part of the whole excitement, you know, the crowds and the spectacle and everything like that. That seemed to come across really well. The people everybody kept commenting, never seen white creators probably, so you know, I've never seen so many people in the city centre. So that was a sort of major comment on that.
It was the whole atmosphere created as much as the artwork itself.
And I think people had, people thought it was something special. There was a feeling of something special was going on, you know.
And were there, in terms of the kind of individual sort of installations themselves, what was people's kind of reaction to them in sort of as individual pieces? Did you get a sense of
different reactions at different places? Yeah, I mean, obviously the big crowd pleaser was the first one around Victoria Square.
Yeah,
which can't feel, everyone who saw that was just, you know, people could have just stayed there for it all night, watched it again and again, and then. It's interesting because it did put a bit of context. You know, I think the sound installation in Zebedee's Yard, I think, to give a bit of background to it, because some people I would listen to have been through it and said we just heard crowds murmuring and things like that. And I don't think some people, until you explain about the fact it was recorded at a city game, the longer you stay with it evolves, doesn't it? You know, the sounds differ with the crowd and everything. So that was a different reaction in there. Again, down to Scale Lane, I think a bit of context was good on that one because it was a bit of a contrast.
Yeah.
And so again, people's comments were very different to the one at the beginning, you know, Queen Victoria Square.
Yeah.
So it's a bit more worthy, I suppose, a bit more newsworthy, you know, there was more of a message there, I think, in Scale Lane. So again,
I
think
sort of more about present day, that
issues
affecting them.
Yeah, I think put a bit of context in is quite a good thing. I think everyone just loved the Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah,
the one on the nights it was on. So,
yeah,
everyone was just stood there laughing at that. So that I didn't even need to say anything about that one. White Forget was interesting again, because I think people would have wandered past without actually knowing that there was about four or five installations down there.
Yeah.
And again, it was good to get people's feedback on that. Especially, I think everyone that, again, the thing that made everybody giggle was the Hull's Inconvenience store. So.
Yeah, the news agency.
I think a lot of people said to me, they've gone back to that again and again to read all the small ads and everything.
Yeah.
So, and again, there was great fun down on the street where, you know, it's very simple what you had to do, queue up and get your photograph taken and
get it
on the wall. So, and then there were some people like that to do that, definitely.
Yeah.
And I suppose the one that got more of an emotional response was the one on the beach from Arrivals and Departure.
Yeah.
I think I actually saw a lady in front of me crying on that one. So,
right.
Yeah. So I think that was the one that I think wasn't as known about, you know, in the press,
yeah.
I think, because of the focal point was in Queen Victoria.
Yeah, they didn't give
I think
it
that was a big surprise to a lot of people that were on the beach. So.
Mm.
Yes, yeah, so it was a real range of reactions on the way around, which was good, I think, you know, because I think that's the whole point of it. It wasn't just one, you know, one Queen Victoria Square everywhere, was it? It was a range of things. So.
And was there any sort of installations where people really didn't seem to like it or engage with
one,
it? Or
the one was probably the one, the rave one.
Mm. I think some people couldn't quite, one or two, not everybody, a lot of people understood it, but some people just couldn't quite get it, and especially the older people, it just seemed a lot of sweaty people dancing, and there was a strange soundtrack, and that was the one that I got, I would say that was more mixed on that one.
Though. Yeah, okay.
Although personally I liked it, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And did any of the people that were doing the tour, did any of them bring up kind of particular memories of connections that they kind of had with Hull or anything represented in the artwork?
Talk
to you about that.
The one after the first one, everyone's talking about, you know, memories of the Blitz, even though they've probably not lived, but one or two of the older people had lived through the Blitz, but people's families, you know, had lived through the Blitz, and I think that got a massive emotional response. So as did the deep got a lot of comments about the arrivals and departure and things, and
not just in terms of about the family being from,
and about the docks and about, you know, Hull being a port and that side of things. So that seemed to be quite deep rooted, that one, I think.
Okay. And then, sort of from your perspective, through doing the tours for Maidenhull, did you personally, I know you know huge amounts about Hull's history and heritage, but did you learn anything new that you didn't know before?
Yeah, not so much new, but I think reinforced certain things. I'm always given the facts and figures about the Blitz and things like that, and you just reel them off, but to actually live among it, to actually feel like you're in the middle of a Blitz was quite mind-blowing, but I found that quite amazing, that one. And I've seen some of the images of the VE Day in Victoria Square as well, which I'd read about, but again to see moving footage which I'd never seen before, so that was new to me. I'm trying to think of other things as well that
anything in the Whitefriar Gate installations that were
not so much
new,
no I think not so much just, I think the Inconvenience stuff, it just made me giggle, that's all.
Yeah,
and there's one or two references there that I didn't quite get. I think it's Princess Avenue he references, because I'm not from that part of town, so one or two things
quite local.
Explained to me, one or two of the little references. But,
and who was it who explained those things to you? Was it the team of 2017?
No, it was somebody so that was quite good. No, I knew about Pauline's gift shop as well. But again, didn't know so much about it. So see, that's sort of represented. That was sort of I've only gone past it on the bus, basically. I walked past it.
Right.
Give it not much of a second glance.
So you didn't really know necessarily what was
inside. That's actually so more upon this gift shop down White Forget than I did in the situation. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So so that was good as well. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And you already got quite an extensive knowledge of the. The docks and
coming and going. Yeah, my dad was a docker and everything, so
okay.
Yeah.
And so how effective would you say you felt the history and heritage of Hull was interpreted via the installation?
I can't imagine it being bettered. It was I think that was the whole point. It was all, I think why the locals were so in awe of it all was that it was all local.
Yeah.
It was all local stories.
Yeah.
So to see it, it's a really exciting way of seeing it portrayed, really.
Yeah.
You know, normally you read books or you can go on YouTube and watch a few videos or whatever, but to see it, you know, with the architect, with the whole, was the backdrop, you know, the architecture and the buildings.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it just really, I don't know, just everything. It's a unique experience, wasn't it?
Yeah. Great. Okay, and sort of from the audience perspective, sort of thinking about that because of the way it was obviously done through the visuals using the building.
Yeah.
In presenting history and heritage in that way, how do you think it changes a person's experience of history and heritage?
It's a real funny thing. I noticed a lot of locals, even on the walks, was sort of like, oh, this is our city. It sort of, they saw the city in a new light, even though they knew the history. Quite a few people knew the history of the city, but
yeah.
I thought they saw it in a sort of fresh eyes.
Yeah.
Because if you live somewhere, I suppose you just sort of, it's in your blood, you know, the stories that you get told and things like that, but then see it portrayed in that way, sort of, it was sort of like a fresh experience of it all.
Yeah.
And it also, the visitors didn't know much about the history of Hull, and they were asking a lot of questions, and, oh, we didn't know this, we didn't know that about the city.
Yeah.
So it went from both, you know, from both the local point of view and the
visitors' perspective, encouraged them to inquire more and ask for more background.
They were definitely asking a lot of questions.
Okay. And, I suppose the compare and contrast of, like, reading all of that in a book versus seeing it on a wall, I know it's kind of quite hard to put into words, but from the point of view of the person experiencing, what do you think it does for that history and heritage?
It brings it to life, I think. It has to be that way, you know. You read all you read the histories, and it's quite dry because that's just how it is. But then to see it sort of brought to life on the buildings and things like it just gives a whole new perspective on it.
Yeah.
And it was really nice to see a lot of young, not just on the walks, but also in the crowds in general, a lot of families and a lot of kids, a lot of young children were, you know, looking at everything. And it's brilliant for the youngsters, isn't it? It's like, this is our city, you know?
Yeah. Much it really captures their imagination in the way that sort of makes the history exciting.
Yeah, definitely.
And
the soundtracks, you know, the music and the not just the visuals, but the whole effect.
Sort of multi-sensory kind of thing just has that greater impact.
Definitely.
Okay. From your point of view as a kind of tour guide, obviously you do a lot of walking tours where it's more traditional, walk to the different points to talk about the history that you're, the sort of area that you're in at that particular point on the tour. How for you did it feel doing a tour where there was this part brought to life versus kind of the normal day-to-day experience
that was completely one-off for me, definitely. So I loved it. Absolutely loved it. I'm missing it now because I got used to doing it, and actually by Saturday I got really, really professional. Because it took my first one, it took quite a, you know, because I didn't know what to expect myself. I'd done a recce, and then to be there in a massive crowd, you know, and to get the logistics of it, trying to get people through the crowd. So I worked out some shortcuts on me. By Saturday, Saturday was a huge crowd as well, and actually we got through it really well, which I'm really chuffed about.
It's a shame we went with you on Saturday, because we had a really hard time.
I lost three people. Yeah, well, that's the other thing. Yeah, I said to people, we might lose you, and people went, people just didn't, you know, they had a chance to see it anyway, didn't they? So it was a bit of added value, I think, on the walks. So, but no, the feedbacks, I've had loads of emails back from people saying how much they enjoyed it and
Have any of the people getting in touch and kind of asked about how they find out about more about certain things?
They want to know about the guided walks, and, you know, I've had a few people ask about what else is happening this year, and So it's created a lot of interest.
Yeah. What about in terms of if they wanted to kind of do, have any of them asked about where they might find out more information about certain stories that were presented
I mentioned that a lot of people asking that, and again, I'm pointing them to the History Centre especially, because History Centre is brilliant for that side of things, and the museums, and I know people are going back to visit the museums, definitely, and the History Centre, so yes, yeah, so had a beneficial effect from that point of view. Yeah.
And were there specific areas that were coming up that people were more interested in doing
again,
further research on?
Things like the Blitz and things again, Triple Trawler tragedy, the fishing side of things.
Yeah.
And I think the port side of things, again, I think a lot of people have forgotten we're a port, so.
Yeah.
For some reason. And so that was, I think people want to find out a bit more about that as well.
Okay.
So,
really,
yeah.
Great. And so just to kind of finish, really, sort of from your point of view, what's the thing that stood out about Maiden Hall most for you personally?
That's a tough one. I think the variety, actually. It was the variety of the stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, one particular story. I think that's what impressed me most. It would have been very easy just to do sort of a set piece, Victoria Square everywhere, and then... But yeah. I think it was the contrast and the variety and the location, and it got people wandering around the old town, which was great. I love the fact they were all based around the old town, you know.
Yeah.
That would be my, I think, the best thing of it all. But there were so many good things on there. So. Yeah.
And is there anything like sort of thinking to the future, not necessarily just this year, but beyond?
Yeah.
How could you sort of see sort of Hull's history and heritage being brought to life through art? What sort of stories would you like to be shared through similar types of approaches?
Well, I love the fact a lot of this was about, I thought there was a thread running through it. There was a bit, it's about community, I think. A lot of it was about community when you think about it. And I think that'd be great, again, to get sort of communities around the city to somehow present parts of their history, you know. That'd be really good. Think, you know, different ways of doing it, either plays, poems, visuals, new technology, you know, using smartphones, whatever. There's all different ways of presenting history. I think that's an exciting thing.
Yeah.
I think that really came across on the Made in Hull, you know. So.
Yeah. Hopefully it'll get people's imaginations working about how do we tell our local
stories.
Yeah,
and you can do it in a very unusual way. Yeah, you can do it in imaginative ways. Yeah, make it interesting. And get people involved, you know. Everyone could get involved in doing something, couldn't they? So,
Brilliant. Great. Is there anything else you kind of want to share about it, or do you think that covers it?
Yeah. I can tell I did like it.
Yeah. That was great.
Say the best thing, the feedback's been great. I'm all shook with the feedback.
Yeah. Is it kind of more so than normal?
I think I was just really, it's a little... about city culture.
I definitely think you're right. I think that